40 years before the Jesus was born and have activity. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. So the book of Isaiah was the one to reinterpret those five book of Moses. And it talks about that it's the book of the gospel in the Old Testament. So the prophet Isaiah was in its activity, ministry. Then the people of God has already lost their master, has like abandoned the master. Who is the master of your life? Is that yourself? It is indeed the Lord who owns your life, and He is the owner. If He is the owner of your life, then that He is the one who owns your life and He controls your life. Then no matter what happens, He's the one who is really doing all these things, whatever happens to you. So there's no reason for you to abandon Him. The Israelites were the God's people, but they abandoned the Lord, their Lord. So their life, the master of their life is not the Lord. Therefore, they really abandoned their owner, and they lost their own owner. Isaiah 1, it says, all the livestock even know their master, but the people, God's people, don't really know who the Lord is. Who are the Israelites? That is in this age, it's us, the one who were selected by God, are the ones who really don't know. They even know, the livestock even know where to get all their food, but they, all the people of God, don't really know. Isaiah. So it says that they really lost and abandoned their life. The master. Then they have rebelled against me, and then they really didn't think it was important. So they forsaken, they forgot about God. They forsake the Lord. Now all ourselves will be revealed. Your emotions, experiences, all these things will come up. So they will really don't consider it's really important for God. So all the main figure and the master of your life and even any kinds of success is the Lord. The Lord is the one who blesses you. And He is the one who will supply all the spiritual strength that you need. But then the Israelites forsaken. Then they forgot about the Lord. Then what will happen to them? That indeed they will have the disasters. Isaiah 1:5. What kind of disaster had really came to them? Why should you be bitten anymore? Why do you persist in rebellion? Your whole head is injured. Your whole heart afflicted, from the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness, only wounds and welts and open sores, not cleansed or bandaged or soothed with olive oil. So if they really abandon the God, Lord, then they will have, mentally speaking, they will receive tremendous amount of problems and issues. Then mentally and spiritually speaking, they will receive all these hardships. Then we truly believe that God is our Lord, that you shouldn't really live your life without God. Because it's not you who is right. It's God's word. It's the gospel that is right. God's heart is the one that is correct. Otherwise, all this oppressing environment is really coming to you. And the people will have all these things, and they try to solve all these problems. Then they will really think that they should have lots of money. Then, physically speaking, they should be flourishing. Then they will just switch the master in their lives. All the satisfaction and happiness in you should be the one that is given through being with God. But if you forsake, if you abandon everything, and that's when you have no choice but to enter into the mental hospital. Because in your life, you don't know the gospel, you have no God's word. Whatever is taking place right now in your life is the one that you really needed. Whatever is happening to you, and then you really think that everything is going well. You're not actually looking at anything before or what is ahead of you. You don't really see all the disaster coming towards you. Right now, just for this moment, you're just having this money, and then you're having all this luxurious life. You're having the house. And then some like comfortable life you're having. And then people tend to think all these things are the happiness. But they don't even know that their own state, their spiritual state, that they don't really have the master in their lives. So physically, they just try to do good. But it should be opposite. God is the master. That God must be with you. God is the one who blesses you. God is the one who guides you and then works upon you. That's how you can actually serve your master. I bless you to enjoy this kind of blessing. From the top of the head to the bottom of your foot, there's everything is so weak and injured. There's nowhere is healthy. You don't even know when that happens in your family. You don't even know what will happen between the relationship with your spouse. Up to some point, you can actually be patient. Up to some point. But it's not about the patience. One day, it will explode. It's just like the explosion of the volcanoes. And everything will be just smoothed, and then it will be done. People tend to think we just need to be patient, but one day when you can't bear anymore, you will destroy your family. You will give the severe scars on in kids. All this is the result of the abandoning God. That's the state of ourselves. Then 6:13, and though a tenth remains in the land, it will again be laid waste. But as the terebinth and oak leave stumps when they are cut down, so the holy seed will be the stump in the land. So that's the judgment of God. Judgment. Everyone will be cut down. When? It's the result. It's the result of abandoning God. The judgment of abandoning God will come like this. They will be all cut down. Cut down means when they are judged. But then the terebinth and oak leaf stumps, when they are cut down, so the holy seed will be the stump in the land. The holy seed will be the stump in the land. So through that stump, then God will really restart What is the hope? What is the work of God? What is a true blessing for me? Even though everyone will be destroyed and you will remain, even though everyone else will fail, then you cannot fail. Why? Because God is the one who will grab me and then restart with me. That's the God's message. Because our life, in our life, God is the master. God is the one who is guiding our lives. Even if we don't have any ability, we don't have any power, but the Christ in us is the one who supplies everything for ourselves, and He will really guide us to overcome and defeat everything. And that's how as the master of our life, He is really guiding us, leading us. Even if you get destroyed, I will grab hold onto you, and then you will restart. That's the stamp. So the next generation, this age, is like, the more we go, the harder it will get. The cultures, everything will be developing, and everything becoming so convenient, developing. However, the humans can't just stuck with these problems. They cannot solve it because they abandon. They forsake their own master. When they restore the master, they will restore everything. I've been telling you all the time, we should become the church to nurture the next generations. Among your offsprings, there are gotta be the prime ministers, all the economists, all the professors. Among them, there gotta be the influential people like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Among you, there are lots of people who should be like that. The next generations, whenever they pray for your family, you have to pray for your children. You can anoint your kids and pray, because God has been really distinguished, make them different, and so that they can actually grow up and to influence other people, to revive, save other people. That's how you should really pray for them. So from the top of the head to the bottom of their foot, they are full of problems. They're so unhealthy. They have all this sickness in the spirit, spiritually and mentally, physically. Then God is saying that there will be that restoration. So you can actually restore it. For the sake of the world evangelization, Japan evangelization, you are the one who really restores all these things. With what kind of things you should really have to restore. The Israelites didn't really have any healthy part about themselves, but among them, among these people and the Israelites, some are really left behind as the stump. And through all these people who believes in the Lord, can actually be revived and saved. So 7:14, therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will conceive and give birth to a son, and we'll call him Emmanuel. Everyone is just exploded. Then everyone are actually destroyed, and they are full of hatred and resentment. Then how can they be restored? With the gospel. Then Christ will be sent, and that's how you can actually restore it. The virgin will conceive and then give birth to a son, and we'll call him Emmanuel, which means God is with us. There should be the requirement to be saved. First, that God must come with the flesh body. That's what we call incarnation. Incarnation means that God came to the earth with the flesh. Then that is Emmanuel. God is with us to be with us. The Word will have the flesh to come down. Then Isaiah was actually prophesied before that Jesus was born. And through this Christ, and then spiritually first, you will be restored. So that the God will be your master. So that you won't be destroyed. Even if you are sick, then He will heal our sickness, and all this dying people will be saved. As a Savior, He gave us this perfect, complete promise. Why Christ need to come down to this earth with the flesh? Genesis 3. Genesis 2:17 says, if you take the fruit from the tree of good and evil, you shall die. Then Eve actually took the fruit and ate it and gave that to her husband. So as a result of that, you had no choice but to be dead. However, I had to die, but someone else came for me and he died for me instead of me. The Word became the flesh, and then He came to this earth, that is Jesus Christ. The Isaiah was actually prophesying that. The Savior's name is Jesus. Jesus means the one to really save His own people. All this incarnation was also promised and prophesied. So through Jesus, and then all this sin, spiritual sin, was forgiven. That on the cross, He will die. How? But He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace and it was on Him. And by His wounds, we were healed. From the top of your head to the bottom of your foot, everything has endured, and we all had this explosion in ourselves. But through the blood of Christ, all the sins, everything was really washed away. Even the sickness and diseases, all these things will be washed away. That was how it was promised. That is the incident of the cross. How? Hebrew 2, He really came as the true king to crush the work of Satan. Then Christ really come. Hebrew 9:12, as a true priest to solve all the problems, He came. And just only by once He really went to enter into the sanctuary, and then He's the one who really solved all these problems once. Right now, we don't really have to shed the blood of all any kinds of animals, because Christ is the one who really shed His blood and forgave our sins. Therefore, we don't have to really shed any blood. That's how Romans 10:9-10. If you declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord, So he's the one who really opens up the way to meet God. And he's the one who really opened up the way. He's the one to forgive our sins. And he's the one who really opened up the way to defeat Satan. That is Jesus Christ. Paul actually had this three aspects of the gospel. Then Jesus is the Lord. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. So these three facts of spiritual facts about the Christ, and if you really have the confession of your faith, and you'll be saved. So that's how you can actually be, can become the child of God. If the Christ really becomes your Savior, then you've been actually restored this gospel through Christ. So that any problems and issues that you've been oppressed by, it's not really yours. Because Jesus actually had really solved all these problems. You should be remain in the Lord, and then you're living your life within the Lord. Don't really guide yourself. You have to be guided by God. Don't really live with your own strength. That God's ability and power should be given and established upon you, then you have to pray that God will be guiding you to the life that is really fulfilling the God's word. Every day, I bless you, every day you'll be having this life. So if all these things are restored in your life, then you should enter into the blessing of being alive with the light of life. So you got the mission. Because you restored the spirituality, the Isaiah 61, arise. What does that mean? Don't sit down and be still. You have to take actions. Take actions. That is your mission right now. So from the top of their head to the bottom of their foot, there are lots of people who are actually sick because they abandoned God. And they don't even know who's the master for their lives. They lost their identity. Then you are surrounded by all these kinds of people for the sake of them. Because you're restored, the spiritual blessings, you have to arise and you have to take actions. You have to make sure you deliver this word of God to them. That is your life. That's your daily life. Then, verse 2, see, darkness covers the earth and thick darkness is over the peoples. The thick darkness is over the people. All the disasters and the forces of the darkness are upon the people. Therefore, you have to rise. Those people who really fall into that darkness, you have to make sure you declare the word of God so that they can actually come back to the life, light. Then verse 3. So if you rise, arise and shine the light of the Christ, then what will happen? Nations will come to your light and kings to the brightness of your dawn. That is the evangelism. If you really have that life, all these people will come to them. All these people in the darkness will come toward the light. So all the healing, all these pains and difficulties, they want to come out. But they don't have the way. They don't know how to be free. They don't know how to go out from the darkness to the light. Their heart and mind, they want to go to the light because they are so sick of the life of the darkness. But there is no way for them. So they have no choice but to be tied in the darkness. So that's why you used to be in the darkness from the top of your head to the bottom of your foot. There was nothing that was healthy about you, but the Christ has come to you and you have restored all these blessings in yourself. So you have to arise and shine. Why? Because all the darkness, thick darkness covers upon them. And all these people who are in the darkness should come to the light. That's why you have to arise and shine. In the name of Jesus Christ, I bless all of you to have that kind of life. The kings will come back. Kings will come back to the Lord. If that happens, then this nation will be changed. Then verse 4. Lift up your eyes and look about you, O assemble, and come to you. Your sons come from afar, and your daughters are carried on the hip. Because when you really shine the light, you have the light. And look up afar, look around. What can you see? From all over the direction, from all over the places, you look around, and all these people are coming back to you. Your sons will come back from far, and then your daughters are carried on the hip. All these kids, you, because of your children, you've been really having a hard time. When are they coming back? Are there anyone who are really worried about them? If you arise and shine, then declare and explain that this gospel. Then even if they are far, they will come back. All the daughters will come back. In the hip, on the hip. You should have that hope. Then you have to nurture the next generations. Verse 5 to 11. On the sons, kings, daughters, not only them, but who else? Verse 5 to 11. Because you rise and shine. When you really have the gospel movement, or the light of the finances will be restored. All these people from all over the world will come back to the Lord with the finances. All these to developing countries, we have to send all the missionaries, and we are living in this country, and what are we doing? We are evangelizing. Then in this country, all these financial people with the financial powers will come back, and all the church constructions will be built, and the seminary school will be built, and ACS will be built, and we should really turn upside down in this country with the gospel. This time, I went to Korea, and I attended the graduation ceremony. So this is the time right now in Korea for the graduation. There are lots of PhDs, masters. How many of them, like hundreds of them or thousands of them, are actually graduating from the theological seminary? There'll be lots of like theologians, PhDs. But in Japan, it's been closed. After the ceremony, I met this chairman, and he traded the dinner. Then I and my wife went there. I really didn't know this really great restaurant. It was very expensive, prestigious restaurant. Everything was kind of so melted in my mouth. Am I making you hungry? So it was a very good restaurant. And about an hour and two, we were talking about this theological seminary, how we can actually build and found this seminary school. He gave us all these advices. And this time, he will come in March to Japan. All these chairmen and all the senior pastors of Yewon Church, the five people will come. So don't really say that, oh, I'm not a theological seminary student. I don't have to attend. All these people are coming from Korea. And it is the opening ceremony. So all the people have to be there. Please talk to all these people who are not here today. Before 6:30, please. So all of them have to really, we have to have signed the MOU. All these people who are ready, who will be graduating from this our seminary school, we should really make sure all this so we should really going through the two different MOUs. So we will invite all these different pastors and chairmen. And we'll be inviting all these people so that all the people of our church will be able to attend. Please remember all these things. And why am I really talking about this is that all the assembly, general assembly, and all the denominations, there are many people who are really showing the interest in our seminary school. There are people in. Tomorrow we have this chairman will be coming, and he will be giving us the message. If there will be the spaces. Because pastors, if they really have lots of people gathering, then they will receive the power. But what if here is like only a couple of people gathering? So you have heard my announcement, so please be here tomorrow. From all over the world, from all the directions, all these people, silver and gold, they will just they will carry all these things and come back. So that will be all this important part. You really have to pray a lot and you have to rise and shine. Declare the word of God. All these people who are really sick all over the place should really be able to arise through you, because that's your mission as the restored people. Every day, this kind of work should be really taking place. Of course, you really need to do the business and the work. You should really do it. Those people who are attached to you, then those people who you've been really praying for the daily base, then these people will look at you and how shiny you are, then they will really realize the light and they will come back. Then Isaiah 60:22. The least of you will become 1,000, the smallest the mighty nation. I am the Lord in its time. I will do this swiftly. The least of you will become 1,000. So one person will be 1,000 people. It will be 1,000, the smallest of mighty nation. Even though the smallest become a mighty nation. Because of this one covenant that you grab hold on to, we can actually revive in Japan. Bless all of you to really receive the tremendous answers throughout the week. Thank you, God. God's pride, the Isaiah's gospel movement. Thank you for giving us the covenant. Let them be able to find the master in their lives. All this loss will be really restored. Then let us be able to arise, shine, to really save and then revive all these people who are under the thick darkness, all the kings, all the nations, daughters and sons will really come back. Please bless them through the gospel movement. Let us really enjoy the blessing, financial blessings, and let us be able to revive the Japanese churches and the denominations. Let each one of them be used by God. Thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.